It's only July, but the race is pretty much over for Bert Stedman. He has no opponent in the August Republican primary or the November general election. Why do you think nobody's running against you?
Well, I think I'd be a tough competitor. I've got a good background in Southeast, and I think we've done a good job, at least I'd like to think that, representing the district with all its diverse viewpoints.
I checked with a couple Democratic Party officials who would be backing a challenger, but I didn't find out much of anything. So I asked his 2012 opponent, former Senator Albert Kukesh, an Angoon Democrat, why isn't anyone running against Bert Stedman?
I just don't think there's a lot of excitement out there for wanting to be a member of the House or the Senate right now.
Did you think about challenging him again?
Absolutely not. I was part of the House and the Senate when there was money, and I know what it is like to be in a minority, not have any kind of influence, and it's not something I want to do anymore.
Stedman began his political career in Sitka, where he spent a combined dozen years on the Assembly and Planning Commission. He first came to the Senate in 2003, when he was appointed by then-Governor Frank Murkowski. Political analyst Christopher Clark, who's worked as a journalist and legislative aide, says Stedman is among incumbents able to run on their records.
I think the constituents are saying we're happy with you guys, and we like the work you're doing, especially when you're a Bert Stedman and you were finance co-chair for several years, and back at a time when we were wealthy, and Bert Stedman brought the bacon home to Ketchikan, Sitka, Petersburg, and people remembered that.
Two other state senators and seven state representatives also face no election challengers. That totals 10 of 50 seats up for grabs this year. And it doesn't include one more lawmaker who only faces a declared write-in candidate. Clark says the reasons vary from district to district, but in most cases, unchallenged candidates follow the saying that all politics is local.
I think the one thing you'll find in common that they all have, the ones who are running unopposed, is the ability to connect with their constituents, work with their constituents, listen to their constituents, and make their constituents feel listened to, and when constituents need help, help them.
Stedman won his first legislative election in 2004, defeating a Ketchikan Democrat by about a 3-2 margin. He ran unopposed in 2008 and beat Kukesh almost 2-1 in 2012 after reapportionment put both in the same district. Despite the lack of opposition, he still plans to campaign.
I'll be working to try to get a Republican agenda, you know, move forward to the polls and supporting the two challengers for the House district seats.
That's because one of the representatives in the district is a Democrat and the other is an independent who caucuses with Democrats. Democrat Kukesh says he enjoyed working with Stedman and he's okay with his political agenda. Both pushed for hydropower development, ferry system improvements, and a stable budget.
We served in the Senate together and we served in the majority. And we have almost the same kind of rationale and thinking, and I don't have any problem with his rationale or his thinking.
In addition to Ketchikan, Sitka, and Petersburg, Stedman's district also includes Wrangell, Metlakatla, Craig, Klawock, and Hoonah. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.